The following show may contain language, themes, or topics not suitable for children. Thoughts and expressions of this show do not reflect that of the Stereo app, of comedy shows, or its sponsors. Please don't take anything personal. This is just a podcast. Hi, everybody, and welcome to yet another installment of the What Stoners Think podcast on the Stereo app. As always, we are joined by the people's comedian, Benji Garcia Reyes, and today we have the very funny and multi-talented, the host of the panel, Woman Up, Didi Steps!
Ow! I like that multi-talented.
You like that? Of course, girl. Come on. If you don't know, we know. All right. As always, when we have a guest on the show, we ask them questions about stuff we're covering. So, you know, we're going to get to that. But also, today we have a cannabis hero of the day and a little bit of top pot news. And as always, we decided to start the show at 4:15 Pacific Standard Time. And even if you're listening to us on like Spotify or something else, you know, it's always 4:20 somewhere anyway, right? All right. So before we get to all the, you know, jibber jabber and heavy part of the show and get to chit chat, have another stoner talk with Didi Steps, we're going to go ahead and pack our bowls, everybody. Let's go ahead and take your time. I don't know what you guys are smoking today, but I've been smoking Sunday Driver for the last couple of weeks, and it hasn't been the bestest, but I got a fat deal on it, so whatever, right? But today, my friend came down and he got me some LA Confidential. I don't know if you guys have had that, and that's just pretty good. What are you smoking today, Didi?
I have what they call Vanilla Skittles.
Oh, okay, Vanilla Skittles.
Yeah, it's a very, very potent indica.
Nice.
Man, I got the most expensive one. I got the 32%er, dude.
Oof. Oh, man. All right. There you go. Yeah. Well, that's why you get paid the big bucks. You deserve it. You deserve the best weed around. You do so much for
all of us. I treated myself a little Christmas gift, a little personal Christmas gift.
You know, I was thinking that that's the way it should work this year, right? Because you don't even know what you can get other people, and most people don't expect you to get them shit, right? Other than, you know, something cool, right? So you should definitely get yourself something, right? And obviously with us, it's going to be weed. What else? What else are you thinking about getting yourself outside of some bomb weed?
Ha-ha! Well, that's about... Because normally I really wouldn't honestly get it like that, but honestly, because it's Christmas, I did. You know, so, you know, fuck it. But, well, my sister sent me some cool stuff. Pixie got a lot of gifts, my dog. Personally speaking, I'm just going to just smoke the week away. I'm off for the next 4 or 5 days. And, you know, hey.
What's a typical Christmas or holiday season for you? I know right now the corona has killed it for everybody. But what's the normally like? Do you go back? Back to the Midwest? Do you have a...
Yeah, I do. I would, last year I decided not to. I was literally getting... Every time I would go back, the airplane would get, like, stuck somewhere because of the snow and shit. So,
damn.
You know, I decided, like, the last Christmas I drove up to L.A. to visit some family up there, you know, keep it in the heat. So, but normally I would go back, have a good home-cooked meal, you know. But the snow kept me in this last year.
Do you have family when you have gone to go back? Do you have family where you can blaze it up? You can, you know, sneak outside, right? You have the cool family.
Well, the cool part now is that my nephews are old enough, and this is the crazy part, Benji. I swear to you, I used to say I will never smoke with my nephews. Like, no, I changed your diaper, right? They like 25, 26. Happy 420, everybody.
Happy 420.
They're so older now. So, yeah, I can smoke with my nephews. Happy 420, everybody.
All right, Auntie Didi. So, if you have any advice, any stoner hacks for your nephews that are now in your brain grown up to be a real stoner, do you have any tips for them? Any advice?
Well, the thing that I would like to recommend to them and to a lot of people is to try not to get too stuck on like smoking out of Swishers and things that have had tobacco in it. You know, get you a nice bone, get you a bowl, smoke some joints. You know, joints are good. Or you can get the wraps that don't have the, that didn't have tobacco in them. But that's the thing that I tell them. That's my little thing that I tell a lot of people. You know, you're missing out on the flavor of the weed.
Any peculiar peculiar brands or specific brands that you use regularly that you might recommend?
The hemp wraps. I love the hemp wraps.
Okay.
They roll easy. They burn smooth. And all those other things, if you really think about it, it takes away the flavor, huh?
Yeah. It kind of takes over.
Yeah, but smoking bowls and smoking bongs is the best.
Yeah, it's cleaner, especially if you have a clean bong and it's easier to take care of that if you're not too dirty. We usually preach that here. It's one of the usual the tips about, you know, hey, just clean your bong. Try and have a regular time. Unless you plan on breaking shit regularly like I do and just getting something new, then you guys should probably have cleaning utensils, liquids and stuff. We're also asking about that. What do you use to clean your bongs and your stuff?
I boil them. Put a little teaspoon of vinegar in there and boil it. I have a really good one that could handle the boil. A lot of them can't.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But, hey, have you ever, you ever been so, like, low on your weed, like, back in the day, I guess, and you take, like, a little hanger hook and clean it all out and smoke the resin? That shit gets you stuck.
Didi, you're talking, like, you know, so many years ago for me, it was, like, last week. Resin ball. Oh, yeah.
Scrape it all out. But no, even if I have weed, though, I would do that because that just gave you a whole, scrape all that good black shit out, tar it up, you know, and put the ball in there. And that shit, yeah.
It's kind of like a mixture of everything, even though, from what I know scientifically, right, because it's kind of like reclaim, like wax reclaim, you know, it's not as potent, but it definitely does have a lot of what's left in there. That's why it's still there. And just like you said, man, when the times are tough, especially right now, guys.
Oh man!
You get that little resin ball going. You know, if you make the right little ball sizes, you can snap one up and get high to whether you know you're higher than by the time you realize the flavor is nasty as hell. You're like, oh, whatever, I'm high. Flavor doesn't matter. All right. How about for Christmas? Do you have any other Christmas rituals that you do? Do you have any movies that you like to watch?
I'm really big. Actually, it's crazy you would say that. I'm a huge Die Hard fan. I like to watch Die Hard around Christmas.
Yeah.
Remember when it came out for Christmas? Remember? A lot of these younger kids don't remember, but it came out for Christmas, and that was one of the biggest Christmas movies. I love Die Hard, and I always be sure to give me some turkey tamales.
And people are always, they don't even, there's an argument whether it's a Christmas movie or not. I'm like, come on, it's definitely a Christmas movie. I think I was watching videos. It didn't just come out during Christmas, you know, it was a Christmas party, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. It's like, just because Santa wasn't there, that was the only thing.
Right?
But yeah, Die Hard movie, definitely one of my favorite movies to watch during Christmas. I like all of them, actually. I mean, you know, Bruce Willis has done an insane job of portraying it all the way up to the second to last. Even on that battery commercial, I don't know who I was saying. I'm like, hey, that Die Hard battery
that's dope.
Commercial.
I like the way they did that. They even got Argyle in there, the black driver.
yeah, that was the limo driver, right? That shit was funny. I was like, all right, you're giving the bro some work. That's what's up. I love it. All right, cool. So let's see what else. Oh, all right. So, you know, during the holidays, a lot of stuff happens, whatever. A lot of people get crazy. But I don't know how or how deep it is, but I know you definitely have cannabis or weed, right, as one of the things, the main things in your life. When it comes to relationships, right, not just maybe friendships, other relationships, how big of a role does that play? And if you could tell us maybe some times where, you know, it was a deal breaker and you had to say bye.
With the weed situation? Well,
yeah.
This is the thing that I can't stand it. And this actually happened to me before, Benji. I had, you know, hanging out, met a nice young lady. And it's like, bitch, when you met me, I had a blunt in my mouth. So, no, seriously. Now, like a week into us dating, don't come at me with the, oh, you smoke a lot, huh? Bitch, when you met me, I had a blunt in my mouth. No, it's seriously. It's like the homie who started dating a stripper. Now he mad because she's stripping. I'm like, you met her when she was upside down on the pole. What are you mad about? So that's been a deal breaker with me. Like, I'll respect someone, of course, if they don't smoke in their house. But it's actually, I'm going to be real with you. That's a little box that needs to be checked. You either have to A, smoke also, or B, shut the fuck up when I'm smoking.
Yeah, I mean, and that was it should be getting easier, right? With the times changing, you know, all these things going on. Has it gotten easier, you know, to now find somebody that's cool with it, or they've gotten more relaxed, less anxious that it's illegal?
You know, to be very honest with you, I had my little friend that I would, you know, mess around with or whatever. I ain't gonna say, well, it don't matter. But she smoked, but right now, I'll be real with you, I don't even want to date anyone. I haven't wanted to date anyone in over a year. So but at the same time, even just in friendships or whatever, just know that, you know, I smoke, and that's something you will have to respect. Like, literally, you will have to respect that.
Hasn't it been about a year or so since you got Pixie? Maybe that answers a lot of questions.
You know what? Pixie will be 4 years old. In February. She's a big girl. I've had her since she was in the palm of my hand.
Oh my God. There you go. All right. That's okay. Cool. I thought maybe
and she loves the smell of weed too. She loves the smell of weed. She loves it.
And do you feed her, or do you know, or even approve of, like, you know, cannabis pet products, food? Have you tried any?
Yeah, she got a little bag of bones over there right now. They're the little CBD ones, and that's the thing about it, is that it's not like they're getting what we get, but they're just getting the relaxed portion of it. And yeah, I only give her like a little piece maybe once or twice a month, if that. I haven't given it to her in a few months. And it's usually because she's a chihuahua. You know, they start just doing figure eights in the living room for no fucking reason. Like,
you know, the Mexican part of us. Oh, yeah. Me and chihuahuas.
Oh, yeah. My baby goes fucking loco sometimes. Like, she'll just jump off the bed. Yeah. And it's just like, mama trying to work. You know, here, take this bone.
All right. Well, it's great that, you know, it's a good segue because, as every show, we have the cannabis hero of the day. On this particular episode, we have Dr. Yasmin Hurd, and she is one of the leading researchers when it comes to cannabis as a treatment for addictions like opiates and heroin. And she's amazing. Yeah, she's Jamaican born, and she's been at this for about 4 or 5 years. And she has done the study. She did the study with rats, starting off with rats. And this is what she found, that later in smaller tests with humans, is she found exactly that CBD is a component that helps people relax. It helps with anxiety. And when it comes to heroin addiction, it actually helps minimize any type of triggers that are related with the addiction. You know, so, you know, if you know people that have been or trying to get off of stuff, especially pills, you know, they're anxious and the withdrawals, well, CBD helped with all of that insanely without having any negative effects. And right now she's in the middle of trying to do these same tests in large scale with human beings. But the thing about it was the CBD portion is what has been proven to calm down. So when you're saying you're giving it to Pixie, and it's wonderful, it means it's true. It means it works because actually it's doing its job without doing the anxious part about the THC. So that's dope. Yeah, if you can look more on Dr. Yasmin Hurd at the CandidChronicle.com. There's going to be a quick piece written on her by yours truly. It's going to be up in the next couple of days. But you can check out more on news, entertainment, even job search. CandidChronicle.com. We're going to come back later with the pot news of the day, but we're going to keep talking about that. You know, the CBD portion of it. So, you know, when it comes to the indica, and are there any particular strains that you like, that you prefer? Or you always just kind of go with what seems to be the top shelf consistent potency?
You know, I kind of go back and forth with it because, you know, financially, none of us have it like that. Normally, when I do go, I'll get an indica. One of my favorites to get, though, I kind of like Kush types. You know, they always have a little purple mm-hmm, Kush, right. Kush, all types of Kush. Kushes are cool.
They always smell the hybrid, best. Always smell yeah, oh, the they best. Do.
They have like, oh, they're like a fresh, but then again, to be real with you, I like almost like the smooth, like the lemony smell ones too, you know, kind of that potent yeah. kind of little, I like that when they leave a little stink in your nose. But yeah, I all like right. Kushes, but right now when I do decide, I honestly look at my bank account. So either I'm gonna go and spend $40 or something, you know what I mean? Or I'm gonna go spend $70. And I base it literally on that moment of how much I got to spend.
do you have a dispensary or do you have a local grower that you know fulfills the orders?
I'm gonna be real with you. Lately, I haven't been happy with the, let's just say, the unallowed dispensary I was going to.
Independent.
The little yeah, the one where you kind of just wave at the guy and walk in. Like right. literally, I don't know what's been going on, but I've been smoking long enough to know that something's going on with their strains, but I'm not going to embarrass them and say their names because I'll be going back to them.
Okay.
But I've been going down to Apothecare, a real one. And I got to be real, Apothecare holds it down. They do. When they say the shit is 26%, 24%, they got some dope ass 22%. It's like one time I accidentally bought one that only had 19% indica. Not indica, but the strain, the potency. That shit was some flame. But it depend on, you know, the product brand.
Of course.
You get to mix it up there too. All of their shit is good though. I'm going to be real. Apothecare is the shit, man. Mission Valley, shout out.
That's the thing. Yeah, Apothecary. That's the thing. They've been around for a while. I think since 2015.
Yeah, they were one of the first ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, that's the thing that you can definitely ensure when it comes to the legal dispensaries, the ones you can't find on said cannabis locator sites like Weed Maps, the ones we have mentioned in previous shows, by the way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, like you pay what you get for, you know, you pay. You know, you get what you pay for. There you go. I was smoking a ball.
So I knew what you meant.
But I love it. So let me ask you this. We on previous episode, we also asked about strains that are like erogenous or you know, like, is that what it's called? Like sexually stimulating strains? Because there have been some to have been reported that at least when it comes to ladies, you know, smoking some of these particular strains, you know, will cause like a high libido. Have you ever experienced that?
You know what? I'm gonna be real with you. Yeah, I'm gonna be real with you. It was a popular strain. I know when I say the name of the strain, you're gonna remember it. You see it every now and then, but do you remember green crack?
Yeah, of course. Yes, that's one of my all-time favorites, along with the train wreck.
Let me tell you. Green, train wreck. Green. Oh, remember Hog's Breath? You ever had hog's breath?
Yeah, hog's breath too. Oh my, dude, you're talking. And you know the other ones mentioned, they've all been sativas, by the way. You know, so on that line, at least hybrid sativas. Not to say that you can't get like you know, chill and relaxing, but you know, you would probably call those
right.
Coffee, right? No, for real. Or Spanish fly, if you'd read into the news article. No, but for real.
Oh, pudding pops.
Green crack, yeah, man. All right, yeah, okay. So then, cool. You know, and I like to ask in an honest way. You know, and that's you know, especially all the guests we have, by the experience. And I remember when I've delivered some of these by accident, I was getting messages like, "Yo, you know, can you get some more?" They were coming back into town, and they're like, "Yo, can you have some of that ready? I have some girls." I'm like, "Whoa, really? Okay, sure." But All right, so on that note, let's go ahead and go on to today's top pot news. We do the top pot news because we like to share information related to, you know, cannabis, the latest news and updates that are related. We were just talking about CBD, and in a previous episode, we talked about how the FDA cracked down on several companies for, you know, having CBD or fake CBD, you know, results. They were saying that it was going to cure cancer and all this crazy stuff. And a lot of them got cracked down. And today, another warning was issued to five other companies. And essentially, it's the same thing. You know, it's companies that are claiming that they have CBD infused products, and they don't have any proof for it, especially it's crazy stuff, you know. So, and in particular, some of these were reported because they are like inhalants, you know, something. Are you do like eye drops or something like that? But yeah, it's the FDA, you know, it's just at least looking out for people. And when it comes to CBD, it's the hot word right now, guys. Hot word. That's why I ask people that you do try it if they have a trusted, consistent brand. And you know, like I don't know, do you what type of Pixie, what type of snacks does she have? You know the brand?
Hold on. You know what? I'm right here right now by the little. Oh shit! I tore the little tip of the little. I tore the tip of the brand off, but it's a little bitty plastic bag, and it came with 3 bones in it. But let me tell you where I messed up it. I was literally looking for it because I wanted to tell you what I did wrong. I didn't read the instructions, and I gave her a whole bone the first time. It was a little bone. Man, she just sat on my bed and stared at me. I called the vet. Okay. I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
And the vet was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. It was like, she's just got extra, you know, she got a little extra in her right now. What brand is it?
And where did you pick it up at the, like, PetSmart or at the dispensary?
I was at Apothecare. And it was one of the ones where there was a lady standing there. You know how they have the people come in with the samples and stuff?
Absolutely.
So she was giving out like just one little bone. And then I was like, you know what? Let me try that out.
Look, the best thing about going into these legal, proven, certified dispensaries is that you can trust the products that come through, because only certified, tested products that go through several, you know, certifications and you know, proofs and blah 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 tests, only they can be in these dispensaries. So, like, again, you're gonna get what you pay for. So that's
found
great.
It, Benji.
Yes,
it's called here it is, guys. It's called Treatables. It's an organic broad spectrum. It's called the bones are infused with what they call organic spectrum hemp oil with natural CBD. And nice. It's a blueberry flavor. So Treatables, guys, get you guys some Treatables for your dogs, but be sure you read the instructions.
Yeah. As always with everything, read the instructions and respect it. Respect it, you know, like any type of edible. I'm starting to get used to edibles right now, but I respect them because sometimes you don't even know. But that's dope. All right, cool, man. We'll be sure to share the link for the Treatables at whatstonersthink.com, and we will share it on the social media, you know, especially because, as you hear from DD, it's effective. You just got to read the instructions, stoners.
Yes, read the instructions. The weight of your dog matters, people.
All right, so before we start to wrap this up, tell me a little bit. I'm gonna just ambush you here with a couple of questions. Tell me some of your favorite parts about hosting the panel, Woman Up.
I love it because it's therapy for us. We get to just let it all out because, you know, during the week, you can be flipping through social media, you know, Benji, and you'll see some stories and you're like, what the fuck is it? So I'm glad that we get to let it all out. I love the fact that you and Neil have decided to keep this going and let us keep it going. I also love my co-hosts and my special guests. I just love the ladies. You know, I'm straight lesbo, so hey. you're doing me a favor by letting me host the show. And everyone keeps it real, and everyone is always so freaking funny. I love it.
That's the best part. That's the best part. I love it, too. You guys are all great.
It's random. A lot of random shit happened on there, too. It's funny.
New episode every week. The only times when there might not be something is when it's a huge holiday or something. But even then, we're always going to try every Wednesday and Sunday.
Tonight is
a regular. So tonight, Wednesday, check it out. You can be part of the live Zoom audience, or you can watch it on Facebook Live, or you can watch replays of it at the Facebook page up. Virtual Comedy Club. You just look for the panel and they're all there, folks, from the beginning to the end, all raw. They've been working on it, upcoming shows, myself and Neil Singh, very proud of the work we've done. And you know the sky's the limit. We're gonna try to get that on TV soon, so look for the panel on Facebook. and on Instagram at The Panel Comedy Show. And obviously, Dee Dee Steps Comedy. Where else can we find you, Dee Dee? Tell us, you know, where do you, you know, where do you spend your time on the internet?
Know, I'm all over the internet. No, look, I used to be all over the clubs, huh, Benji? Now we all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Virtually. Hey, you know, to be honest with you, you can Google Dee Dee Steps Comedy. Also have my Instagram, Dee Dee Steps Comedian. Facebook page, Dee Dee Steps Comedy. I'll be out of Facebook jail tomorrow. I had to tell a Trump supporter to go suck a dick.
Oh, Dee Dee, I love you.
Hey, Benji, I've been institutionalized, buddy. I'm used to it. I don't mind.
Man, we just, hey, I'm going to tell you the tip here. Just misspell the word a little bit, and then they can't, you know, and it's harder for them to pick it up.
Well, I can't see this is the word I gotta stop doing, Benji. Let me warn everybody out there. You can't tell Trump supporters to go fuck their mother who's a cunt. Don't put the word cunt. Oh, you can only call me a monkey so many times.
This is a grown-up show, folks, and it's only fair. It's not fair game. what are you doing for New Year's? Tell us about New Year's. What we got going on?
I'm going to be real. You know, Benji, I'm keeping it safe. Unfortunately, due to, you know, this whole fucking virus thing, I got to be careful with my health. So I'm just going to stay in. We're doing our show right on New Year's Eve. And I'm honestly just going to smoke. And then after the show, I'm going to go to bed, dude. You know, maybe watch a few fireworks on the television. And it's not much going on, Benji. This shit fucking sucks, man. I missed the stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's good news. You know, hopefully this whole vaccine thing is real and we see that everybody get cured and everything's back to normal. But for whatever it's worth, at least virtually spending time with the homies is always a good time. So you guys can find out more about that. Upcomedy.tv. All right, cool, man. Well, today we've had a good time with Dee Dee Steps. She used to drop by again. And we talked a little bit about weed situations, relationships. We talked about and verified that there is weed that turns on females. I like that. Dr. Yasmin Hurd, who is doing research on cannabis as a treatment for addiction and for hair and opioids. She was our cannabis hero of the day. And we also was at the Treatables. Shout out to Treatables. You know, we talked
about
CBD products that work for pets a little bit because our homie Pixie happens to have tried them and they work. So cool,
they
man.
They do work. Dee Dee Steps. I promise you.
I love you, Dee Dee Steps. Thank you so much.
Love you.
I'll see you tonight. Stoners, tonight. We love you so much. Be sure you check us out on all the other platforms, podcasting platforms, and whatstonersthink.com. Benji Garcia Reyes, Dee Dee Steps, the Stereo app, and whatstonersthink.com. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Love you, Benji. Bye. Love you.